Welcome to this week's episode of Mountain Hawk Talk. I'm your host, Jenna Odell, a senior journalism major on the women's rowing team. And joining me today are seniors Justin Butler and Andrew Cole from Lehigh Baseball. Thanks for coming on and welcome to the show. So just jumping right in, why Lehigh? Like, what was your reason for coming here? Andrew, if you want to kick us off.
Yeah, so definitely one of the reasons I chose Lehigh was the ability to be close to home. I'm from Bucks County, more specifically Doylestown, so I'm about 45 minutes away from home, so my parents always have the ability to come watch me play. And obviously the academics here were an attractive thing as well, just kind of the mix of academics and athletics.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm very similar to Andrew. I'm also from Bucks County, but more specifically Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It's actually closer than Doylestown. And, yeah, the academics were great. I saw an opportunity, especially with baseball, too. I just said, why not? Like, just go for it. And wanted to play baseball here as well.
Did you guys know each other before coming here?
We actually did, yeah. We've known each other since we were, like, 14,
That's really funny. Mm-hmm. Through baseball or, like, just?
Baseball and family friends.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's so fun.
The first time at an UCA. Through family friends.
Yeah.
That's so fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So did you guys just, like, when one of you committed, like, the other one decided, like, that was it, or did you do it together?
I actually committed first, and you committed, what, like, 2 months later or something like that?
Yeah, it wasn't too much longer.
Yeah, but I remember he would text me, and we would just text back and forth, be like, why'd you choose it? And then, yeah, we would just have conversations about it, and then he ultimately did commit.
That's so awesome. Oh, my gosh. I was, like... from my high school, there's only like a handful of us that come. And it was actually like my class that I like knew. I think there was like the most people like that year that came to Lehigh. So it's funny that like I know like a lot of people. I'm from Rochester, New York. So like kind of a hall away. But it's so funny like seeing people from Rochester around. I'm like, huh, I went to high school with them. But like it's crazy that you guys are like so close. Mm-hmm. And so how did you guys find baseball? Like, I know that a lot of, like, kids kind of start off in baseball. So how did you, like, kind of get into that and then continue that journey?
Yeah. For me, I started playing when I was around 6 or 7. And it was honestly one of the only sports I actually played. I played a little bit of basketball. And also at the same time, my best friends from home always played baseball too, so we kind of grew up together playing baseball, and it was just something I've stuck with throughout my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of same thing here. I started probably around the same time as Justin did, 5, 6. I played soccer as many other young kids do.
Of course.
And my neighbor was like the coach of one of the T-ball teams, and they needed an extra player, so my mom signed me up and kind of just have always been playing ever since.
I remember... Oh my gosh, I used to, I think it was, I don't remember if I played T-ball, but my sister played T-ball, and it was so fun. Just like, I remember I was like so little, but I would actually run out on the field when they were like literally playing and they did not care. So who is someone that has supported you through your baseball career, whether that be in high school or when you were younger or even here at Lehigh? Like, who is someone that has kind of helped you get to where you are now?
Yeah, I think my answer should be my mom. Just kind of someone who was always willing to kind of drop what they're doing and drive me to practices, drive me to games. Growing up playing in tournaments, you always have to stay in a hotel most weekends wherever you are.
Yeah.
She was always someone who was willing to stay with me, drive me, just kind of give up a lot to kind of put me in a position to succeed.
Yeah, I would say both my parents. My dad has always been there for me, like, he knows what to say. He's always like, he's kind of tough on me, but it always helps too. And then my mom, she's, you know, the person who's giving you a hug first after a game and stuff like that. And like, especially my parents too, they've, you know, worked second jobs when I was growing up, like Andrew was saying, like tournaments and stuff like that. You know, especially when they're far away, you got to take off work and it's just not easy. So they've always been there to help out.
Yeah. That's how it was with rowing with my parents. Like, I mean, rowing is not a cheap sport either, and so I like the fact that it's been going on 10 years now doing this. I like cannot imagine doing this without them, and parents are just the best.
Yeah.
And so kind of going off of that, but what has been a memorable moment for you at Lehigh, and now that you're seniors, kind of that emotional side of it, like this is your last time mm-hmm. being a baseball player for Lehigh. Kind of what's like your most memorable moment from being a Mountain Hawk?
I think a story I'll tell for a while is actually our trip we first took this year was at Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
This is a good story.
Yeah. So we're at Oklahoma University, and we played three games there. We lost all three, but it was a great time because, you know, just playing like a big school.
Yeah, Oklahoma's huge.
Exactly. But actually on, what was it, Sunday we're supposed to fly back to school, obviously, and our flight got canceled.
What?
So we got stranded in Oklahoma until what, the Tuesday?
Yeah, I think yeah. it was Tuesday morning, something yeah, like that, Wednesday morning.
Yeah, Tuesday morning. So we were there for a lot longer than we were supposed to. But it was just, even though we lost, like we still had fun. It was just like a story I'll always tell.
Oh,
just being
my gosh.
Stranded in Norman, Oklahoma.
What was, like, why was it canceled?
I think the weather back home and our layover was in Chicago. It wasn't good. Like, the runways were icy or something like that.
Yeah, it was when we had that cold, the cold spell and a lot of the rain and snow.
Yes, I remember that.
Windy and everything.
Oh, my God. I remember that because we had practice canceled for, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
I remember that. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. What did you do?
We all kind of just chilled in the hotel together.
Yeah. I mean, I guess kind of this transitions into mine. I don't know if I can name a specific moment, but even just kind of all the friendships you make along the way and just kind of the people you're around. I mean, we played now with the juniors now for 3 years, and the guys who graduated last year above us played with them for 3 years, and it's kind of just relationships that you are going to have for the rest of your life mm-hmm. and just kind of be able to always have people nearby to talk to and kind of just be there for you. So it was nice to have a couple days kind of just to be stranded somewhere and really kind of use those relationships to just hang out and try and make the most out of a not ideal situation.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Yeah, I remember we had our Patriots last year. Or was it the year before? Might have been the year before. I honestly don't even remember. Whatever. Besides the point. One of the 2 years, our bus broke down on the way back, and it was so weird because the bus already had some things going on with it. Like, we were driving down to Boston, we were driving to Holy Cross, and we were like, we were going so slow on the highway. We were like, what is going on? Apparently, we couldn't get up past like 40 miles per hour on the highway. We were like, all right, so we've already got some things going on here that aren't supposed to be happening. And then our bus, we were in Worcester, we were in a parking lot. Of like, I think it was like a little mall. There was like a little shop, like a food market. There was a Chick-fil-A or something. So we all got food there. But like, we were just laying in the parking lot for like hours. And it's just like those like random. Then a small bus comes to pick us up, like a tiny one. And we're all just like jam-packed, no AC, jam-packed in this like tiny bus. And it's just like those moments that really are like, they test those friendships for sure. But you get through it and you realize like, these are the people, like this is my family even. Like, you get past the point of friends. Like, for rowing, like you literally row with these people and you have to like match every movement with them. And I feel like that's kind of similar in baseball where like you have to know kind of like different plays in a certain way, and like you just everyone has to be on the same page.
Yeah, and pick up your guys too, and kind of that. If someone else doesn't do it, kind of have their back, and kind of just help each other out.
Right, exactly. And so it's just like it pushes even the boundaries of friends to like family kind of thing. Anywho, so what is a challenge that you have faced as a collegiate athlete, kind of individually? I feel like that story is also kind of a challenge, but even more like kind of. Playing wise, what's a challenge that you've faced?
I'm gonna say that as a class, our freshman fall was definitely the biggest learning curve and adjustment we've ever had to make in our lives. We just finished up COVID in high school. Was what, our junior year. So really, school the last 2 years of high school wasn't a thing. And just kind of coming in here, it's not like you're walking to the easiest academic school in the country.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit of an adjustment at that point. And also just being away from family for the first time, kind of the time management of being able to balance harder academics, school, social.
Right.
Everything like that. It was a big adjustment for us, mm-hmm. especially as an entire class and personally myself as well. So that was definitely my biggest struggle, kind of trying to get over that hump and learn the Lehigh system.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely say the same thing. Like Andrew was saying, a lot of guys in our class struggled a little bit with academics and also just like balancing out like just a regular day because like we just had a lot more than we're used to, I would say, especially because of COVID and everything. Yeah. Like they kind of just messed up our daily routines and everything.
Yeah.
But as a class now, we're actually really, really academically inclined. Like we've gotten a lot better. So we've made the adjustments, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of the freshman fall for, like, I feel like our class in general mm-hmm. was a huge thing. Because mm-hmm. I can kind of relate, like, came in from high school, and, I mean, to be honest, like, my mom worked at my high school. I wasn't really doing much, to be quite honest. I didn't get invited to many functions. But I like, just remember, like, COVID just completely messed up, like, being able to, like, do something during the day. Like, I didn't really have, like, a schedule. Mm-hmm. I would go to class on Zoom and then, like, go back to sleep because I was like, I have 2 hours. Like,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
So kind of finding a balance between now I have classes, I have to study, I have practice. Like, what is, mm-hmm. like, what is going on? So definitely can relate there, and that's just kind of over the years, like, you just find a system that works.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does a typical practice look like for you guys? And I know, like, that different positions do different things. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk about it. So basically, depends on, like, which day, but typically I'm an infielder and Andrew's actually an outfielder, so this is perfect because the two different positions. So what usually happens is we'll do like a reps kind of day,
mm-hmm.
and the infielders will be getting their reps. They'll be getting ground balls hit to them. And so while we're getting our reps for about like probably like 25, 30 minutes or so, like I said, we're getting ground balls. The outfielders are actually hitting in the cages, getting their offensive reps in while we're getting our defensive reps in, and then we'll switch. If you want to talk about what outfielders do, more than welcome.
Yeah, so it typically starts off where we'll just kind of be in the cages, getting loose, getting some swings in, and then we kind of just go in the outfield. We'll go to either spots or kind of split into two groups. We'll do a lot of communication drills on fly balls or just kind of work on might be like throws or just kind of catching different kinds of fly balls in the outfield and just working on things along those lines.
Yeah. And then usually after that, we'll kind of like do a team practice where it's like the pitchers, outfielders, and infielders, everyone included, and we'll do like bunt coverages,
first
and thirds, like just plays like that where the whole team needs to be locked in. And we'll usually end up with like a hack attack, which is like our pitching machine, mm-hmm. hack attack scrimmage, or just like extra offensive reps on the field at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, sweet. And so do you guys have like pregame rituals that you have or like any superstitions, anything like that? I used to, but I don't really have any anymore.
I do a little bit.
You do?
Like, I would say I listen to, like, the same couple songs before a game.
Oh, of course.
Like, three or four couple songs. But that's when I'm on my way to, like, Kundi to go to the locker room and everything like that. And I'll go to Wawa every morning.
Every morning before a game?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But do you get, like, just, like, something specific, or do you just go?
I'll just get a coffee, and I'll get a breakfast hoagie, which is basically just bacon, sausage, and eggs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you get, like, the pre-made Wawa coffee, or do you, like, order a coffee?
No, I get the pre-made.
Really?
Yeah.
Used to really like their pre-made coffee, but then I have to order, like, a latte or something, because I don't know, like, kind of started messing up I'm, like, super sensitive, like, stomach-wise, but I, like, couldn't do it anymore. But what are the songs that you listen to?
Sometimes it changes depending on how I do, but like I'm a big rock guy, so I'll listen to like some Metallica songs, a little bit of Van Halen, just stuff like that.
Okay, nice. Andrew, what about you?
Yeah, at home, I don't really have any pregame rituals. I just kind of always have to get a coffee. Then I always tape my wrist before games. But on the road, always have to go get the hotel breakfast and a coffee. And then on the bus, just listen to some late music and kind of just hang out before the game starts.
Yeah. I feel like hotel coffees always throw me off because I'm a big proponent of iced coffee.
Mm-hmm. And always have to get it from Starbucks or somewhere else, not the hotel.
Wherever's close.
Yeah, the hotel coffee, I'm like, this is hot coffee. I can't do it. Like, no, thank you. I have to get an iced coffee. Are you guys, so you guys are also iced coffee people?
I generally like hot coffee.
Really?
I like hot coffee more.
Depends on the weather outside.
Really?
It's warm out, iced coffee. If it's cold out, hot coffee.
If it is literally like negative degrees, I will still get an iced coffee. It tastes better. I don't know what it is. I can't do hot coffee. Unless the hot coffee is like super, I'm a sweet coffee person.
Okay.
Black coffee I can't do.
I only do black coffee.
Really?
I do a little bit of cream, but that's it.
I feel like guys are just black coffee. I like get like the vanilla and the and all the pretty things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ah. And then I feel like productive as soon as I have like a little bit of coffee. I'm like, oh, it's like something happened. It's like a switch in my brain. Anywho, and so who are your baseball role models? Like players that you kind of look up to, an idol, that type of thing?
I would say I had a couple growing up. Obviously, I'm a Phillies fan. Early, when I was like really young, my favorite player was like, I can't even remember his name. I remember his nickname, Chooch on the Phillies.
Carlos Ruiz.
Yes, Carlos Ruiz. He was a catcher, but then Mike Trout for a while. Yeah, those were the only two I loved watching them play, and they were just like always fun to watch. I always wanted to be like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, a Philly guy here. So mine was Chase Utley growing up. He had a nice lefty swing. Kind of just always did everything the right way. Always played hard, and he was good. He was really good. Yeah. So it was always fun to watch him play, and I always kind of wanted to be like him.
That's sick. I know like the minor league baseball team from my hometown. I think is like a pipeline to the Phillies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the Rochester Red Wings, I think. I don't even know. I don't even know if that's like the whatever. But either way, I've been to a few of their baseball games and it was fun. But obviously, I'm a New York girl, so Yankees over here. I know, it's disappointing. But anyways, so what is your walkout song and why? I know that's something that's kind of unique to your sport that you get like a little walkout song, but what is yours and why?
Mine's Put 'Em On Mine by Riley Green. Just kind of a song that I kind of just enjoy listening to. It's a nice little country song. Kind of like listen to it in the car. It's something I listen to before a lot of games too. So I said, why not make it a walkout?
You're a country guy?
Yeah.
Is that like hype music to you?
No, it's kind of something I've always enjoyed. When I was growing up, it's what I was to the car with my parents. So I just feel like kind of throughout the years, always listening to it. It's kind of what I enjoy.
Yeah.
It's called Real by Notion.
I love Notion.
Yeah. So it's an EDM / like house music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually my freshman year walkout song. I just recently changed it back to this. But I just like it because it reminds me of like freshman year, like, I just had a lot of fun freshman year, and the guys who introduced me to house music or EDM, you know, that kind of like changed my music taste and everything like that. That's why I've just always listened to it.
Yeah.
So, and honestly, like it kind of just for it being EDM and supposed to be like pump up music, it actually does calm me down a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's why I like it walking up.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually funny. So my freshman year, when I went to one of the baseball games, there were two songs that I will always remember specifically. And I actually like went home and like looked up the songs. One of them was Hooked by Notion.
Yep.
I forgot whose walkout song it was.
Adam Retzbach.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I think that was our freshman year.
Yep. Adam Retzbach. And then the second one was Joe Gorla's. Something like, it was some Italian song.
Oh, Mumbo Italiano.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually have a video of it, and I like took a video of the song so I could like Shazam it or something, because I was like, oh my God. And
was
they're
that
actually.
Joe's fifth year?
Yes.
Yeah, it's both of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. They were, and they're still on my playlist.
That's awesome.
And it's from like just one of the games that I like happened to be at, and it was like, oh my god, it was so funny. But I, yeah, that was that active. That song like got me into EDM, yeah. And he doesn't even know me. I was like, Adam Retzbach, shout out to you. You literally like got me into EDM. But moving on, what is a fun fact about you guys?
I'd say a fun fact about myself is my first job was in a pizza shop. I worked there all of high school, all 4 years.
Nice. Did you get free pizza out of it?
Yeah,
that's clutch.
It was fun, but I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. Still talk to a lot of the people that work there today. I go there all the time whenever I'm home as well.
Yeah.
Fun fact about myself is I learned how to juggle.
Shut up.
Over COVID, I spent a lot of time just sitting off the tee and cutting the cages by myself. So something that I just kind of picked up after spending so much time alone.
You're just bored, and so you start juggling.
Yeah, just try to figure it out.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Oh. A funny thing about my first job, this is actually a good fun fact about me. Not my first job, but one of my first jobs, I'd hopped around a lot. I like worked for at a job mm-hmm. for like 2 weeks one time, and I was just like, I can't deal with this. But I actually worked at Home Depot.
Okay.
And I stole the apron, so I still have it.
Nice.
And I wore it, I wore it around the town one time, and I was like, it was good. And it says like, hello, my name is Jenna, and I'm like, this is great, this is awesome. Anywho, so that's all I have for you guys. Justin and Andrew, thanks again for joining me here on today's episode. I look forward to talking to you again soon, and be sure to like Lehigh Athletics on Facebook and follow Lehigh Sports on Instagram and X. Stay up to date with all of your news on the Mountain Hawks.
Thank you for having me, Jenna.